Time poverty. Have you heard of such a word? You probably haven't heard of the term time poverty, but you definitely have probably felt it. I just don't have enough time. I just don't know how I'm going to make this work. If only I could have one more extra day. If only I didn't have to do these tasks so that I could do this task. If only I didn't have to work the rest of this week. If only I could spend my weekend doing this instead of doing what I really need to do or want to do as a mom. Time poverty is real, and it can absolutely affect your micro school success. In today's podcast, I want to help you solve the time poverty issue so that you can be successful and feel empowered to take ownership over your time. Of everything I teach, I truly believe this is most important. Your dreams are about to take flight. Now is the time to cast aside your fears, your hesitations. No more waiting in the shadows. No more doubts holding you back. No more doing this alone. Your dreams are taking flight, and Micro School Masterminds is here to fuel your journey. It's your time. Your destiny awaits. We are about to soar together into a future of limitless possibilities. You are a micro school pioneer. It is with immense joy and excitement that I announce the grand opening of Micro School Masterminds that will not only help you to start your micro school, but grow your existing micro school by maximizing your time, optimizing your finances, and helping you master your marketing. To those brave souls already navigating the micro school universe, you understand the deep passion and commitment required to provide this truly exceptional educational experience. But oh, the challenge that you may be facing, the stranded feeling of isolation and knowing that this is your first time becoming a CEO. There are so many things that you are learning and that you are wanting to employ, but you cannot do it alone. The endless juggle of the task at hand, becoming an administrator, but also teaching and also wanting to grow what you've already started. We are here together with your time, your marketing, your finances, your planning. Fear no more. Micro School Masterminds is helping to be your guiding light. For those already on this incredible journey, our membership is tailored to maximize your precious time. Imagine having a dedicated space to share your resources, to get the support you need, to collaborate with fellow educators and access expert guidance, advice, videos, and group coaching on marketing, finances, and your time. And for those of you who are hesitant, peering into the world of starting your micro school or your homeschool hybrid program with trepidation, we understand your fears, the legalities, the marketing, the hiring, the space. Where do you even begin? But breathe easy, because Micro School Masterminds provides the roadmap you've been searching for. Our membership offers step-by-step guidance on navigating the legal landscape, crafting effective marketing plans, and even assistance with hiring the perfect team to bring your vision to life. So whether you're a seasoned micro school owner yearning for more efficiency or a teacher with a dream and a spark of uncertainty, Micro School Masterminds is your beacon of hope. With us by your side, you'll not only survive, but thrive in the dynamic world of micro schooling and starting your homeschool hybrid. Doors are open, friends. Let's embark on this journey together. Micro School Masterminds, www.teacherslityourlightshine.com/masterminds. We're waiting for you. It's time to let your light shine. Time poverty is a term that's used to describe this feeling that we've all had that there just never was enough. We have an insufficient supply of time. We're not able to fulfill all of our responsibilities, our desires, and it often leaves us in persistent stress and truthfully a reduced quality of life. This condition is especially common among entrepreneurs, educators, healthcare professionals, those who serve, those who create, business owners who juggle multiple roles and multiple responsibilities. Trust me, I've been there, being the marketer, being the head of operations, being the head of finances, being the visionary, being the teacher, being the car ride lady, being the text message lady, being the email lady, being it all. I totally know what that was like. And while it was sustainable for a while, it's not sustainable for everyone all the time. And we're all trying to achieve professional goals, but we also want to maintain personal well-being. So in today's episode, I'm going to talk to you about how time poverty really is a mindset shift that can go into time abundance. And really, if we don't start finding ways to be more abundant with our time and more protective and strategic about it, it can affect your micro school success. When you feel, number one, that you have this reduced capacity to plan, you can feel constantly behind schedule or always like you're in a rush to complete task. Totally know how that feels. I actually didn't feel that way my first couple of years of building our school. It was during the growth years when we were really growing and I didn't know necessarily how to handle all of the multiple roles and responsibilities at that level. So I felt a little insecure. I felt like I didn't know how to lead people through this endeavor of having a larger micro school, all of these families, educational savings accounts, a new building, new staff members. I really felt rushed, and it really did hamper this deep strategic thinking that was absolutely necessary and in place that allowed us to have this long-term planning to get to where we were beforehand. It affected my innovation. I was feeling like I wasn't able to effectively problem solve. And I feel like that a couple times throughout the years as we were growing. But I don't ever think that I was totally aware of how to structure my life and my time, because all my life and my time was truthfully feeling like a lesson plan. How I was going to teach all throughout the day and pull small groups and take them to lunch and take them here and take them there. Like, we are the only profession that leads multiple people at the same time, in the sense of also within these time boundaries. So when kids get to school, we're there. When kids leave school, we're there. I kind of think, you know, the nursing field, they have this cycle of patients that they see and that they treat and that they pay, that they take care of, but then they leave and they go home. The patient may still be there and they kind of do it again, clockwork style. They have to chart. They have a major responsibility, a major role. And we as educators have this constant time of taking care of multiple people at the same time in the same room, which is like a whole nother realm, right? Have you ever really thought about that? And so the truth is, as we are growing our micro schools and for the first time we're launching it, you may feel you are stuck in a cycle of just very reactive decisions, short-term fixes, and over time, it really can hamper the growth and the sustainability of your school. Even though our school grew this past year by literally almost 70%, there were so many systems that I did not have in place. And by the grace of God, it worked out, but it absolutely took a toll on me last summer. And I talk about this in Micro School Masterminds in our program. I also felt like I had a limited professional development. And this is one of the major reasons we started Micro School Masterminds. I cannot imagine going any more years without professionally developing myself in this realm of building a school. Why do we think, me included, that because we were teachers, we just are automatically just going to be like, woo, I can just totally build a school and market and learn all the finances and all the business hats that I need to wear and be head of operations and curriculum and learning and students and parents and community and still be the CEO in the vision and still run my kids to soccer and travel out of town and go. No, we have an amazing quality of professionalism, but we're tapping into a brand new arena here. We need to be professionally educated. And I absolutely feel as if those of us who are constantly putting out fires and are not spending time professionally developing ourselves, you are going to burn out. And I don't want to speak negatively over your life, so I'm telling you to stop right now so you don't burn out. If you're feeling like you do not have time to be around other people, to learn from them, to go to conferences, to be in coaching, to be in community, We have a problem. We have a time poverty problem, and we're not going to grow. We're not going to reap the benefits if we're not buying books, if we're not listening to podcasts, if we're not in community with other people who are doing the same thing that we are doing. Can you imagine having your own classroom but have never talked to another teacher? To have never been in a professional development in an entire community? No, we know that that is the enemy's key to his success, is to keep us in isolation. We have to learn innovative teaching methods. We have to learn new business strategies. And I'm not saying that you're constantly just receiving input, but you can't constantly be getting output. You have to have self-care as a business owner. And I truly believe that the self-care that we need as business owners is professional development, community with each other. If we have very poor networking and community engagements, we're really underestimating the importance of networking and building community. Not engaging with other educators and business owners can really leave us deprecated of sparking new ideas, getting support, opening up to partnership opportunities. We have to invest in time in building these connections so that we no longer struggle to find the support during challenging times or missing out on collaborative opportunities that really can propel our success. And I will tell you, the reason why you probably wanted to build your own school is because you didn't want to burn out. You didn't want to have a decreased quality of education, being overworked. Time poor educators are so susceptible to burnout, which can drastically affect your energy level, enthusiasm, and ultimately the quality of education that you provide. Burnout will not only affect you, but it's going to lead to higher turnover rate, and it really does impact your school stability and your student learning. And the truth is if you feel like that right now, it's okay. Help is on the way. I've so felt like that so many times in my life. But as I have built this school, I'm so much more aware. I'm aware of when I'm doing too much. I'm aware of when I'm not sleeping well enough. I'm just becoming aware. And with that awareness really has helped me to overcome very strategically. And I want to share with you how I've been able to really share being able to harness the power of community and growth. Because let me tell you something, there's a high cost of doing it alone. Many teachers and entrepreneurs feel that they should shoulder every responsibility from curriculum to planning to marketing and student engagement. And trust me, I'm raising my hand. That was me. However, the notion that going at it alone saves so much time and you don't have to teach other people, it's a total misconception and it's a lie. Studies show that isolation can lead to slower problem solving, reduced innovation, and ultimately burnout. And there was a study of the American Society of Training and Development found that people are 65% more likely to meet a goal after committing to another person, which is exactly why we have micro school masterminds. It's exactly why we have our group coaching. It's exactly why we have live Q&As, why we have goals, why we have so much support for you. We want your chance of success to increase even more so that we can build in regular check-ins so that we can help you in your progress. The pain of not cultivating a community, it's not just a missed opportunity, it's a potential roadblock of achieving your vision, especially if you feel like there's no one around you who's doing it with you. If you're like the only one in your neighborhood, the only one in your town, you've got to connect with people. Yes, our Facebook group is amazing, and I think that that's been an incredible place. We have over 1,500 people that are there in community and in support. We've heard so many people say, like, I don't know where I'd be without this group. It's exactly the reason why God had me create this podcast. And going the next level with Micro School Masterminds is ultimately where God has led us this whole time. We have to break down the barriers, because one of the biggest reasons people avoid investing in community is belief that there's not enough time. Like, oh, I can't do this membership. I can't do this group coaching. I can't get the help. I can't hire the person, because we have this time poverty mindset. And it's prevalent among hardworking individuals who feel every minute must be directly productive. I'm such in that category. Yet, when I was told that investing in time and community could actually multiply my available time, I wish I would have done it sooner. We shared workloads. We shared ideas. We support one another. People are there to listen to you. Tasks that once took hours can be reduced significantly. Now I'm like, who can help me with this? What committee can I form? What person can can even take this and delegate it to somebody else. Having an opportunity to gain new perspectives in a collaborative environment really helps you to spend less time struggling alone. We have this scarcity mindset that there's limited resources, there's limited opportunities, and it holds us back from investing in potentially fruitful relationships. And this horrific mindset absolutely convinces us that spending time in a community or a mastermind, like, I just don't have time. I got two kids. I'm such a busy mom. I don't have time for all that. This is a luxury that I just can't afford. But the reality is that the collective intelligence and resources that you get in groups and with others and with friends lead to greater opportunities and solutions that we could not have ever accessed on our own. Two Saturdays in a row, God has sent two people to knock on my door. And I've been in my office doing some things that I should know because I typically keep my Saturdays super protected. But lately, because our daughter's traveling volleyball, I've had to work a little bit on the weekends. And I'm like, I don't know who these people are. I'm not going to go answer the door. But God had them knock twice. Persistence. The first time I went out, it was my neighbors. They were checking on me. There was a situation that had happened that I haven't talked to you guys about yet. Stay in tune. I will get to that. This summer, I've got a special episode of a very sensitive, traumatic event that happened in our family. And all is well, but God absolutely gets the glory. And my neighbor came to check on me. And I went outside, and honestly, after being with that person for about 10 minutes and praying with that person, I had an absolute breakthrough. Then this happened again this past Saturday. A teacher of mine who I didn't know, I saw someone at the door, but I heard someone come pull up. I didn't know who it was. They rang the doorbell, couldn't see, rang it again, went out there. My teacher friend had brought all of these incredible supplies from school, from her public school. And then we got to talking for about 30 minutes, which of course I didn't have the time. But then after I talked to her and all the ideas that we were sharing back and forth, and we left in a prayer together, guys, worth all the time in the world. Seriously, worth so much time. And if we could get into that, because I think that in after 2020, we all think that we can just self-isolate and do things on our own. And we've got to get out of that. So I want to share with you three strategies to really help you to engage with people. And that is to set specific community time, because it's that important. You set time to do your laundry. You set time to eat your dinner or cook your meals. You need to set time to be in community with people. Dedicate at least 1 hour per week, like literally write it in your schedule for your weekly plan, community time, whether it's attending a mastermind session, participating in a forum, collaborating with co-working people, checking up with people who are in your network, friends, other teachers, other business owners, community time. As the week goes on, you'll figure it out who you're going to do. You don't need an exact plan, but you at least need a plan for it. Number two is leverage technology. Using technology to stay connected with your community, that's through Facebook or platforms like Zoom, virtual meetups, Slack, Trello, shared project management. It really does maximize your engagement. We started using Slack for our school. We do Zoom for our coaching sessions. We do Zoom for our live Q&As. I have a Trello board where I am constantly communicating with other people on my team. I share with you our Trello boards in Micro School Masterminds. So important to leverage technology. And number three is delegate to elevate. Use your community, use your husband, use your spouse, use your mom, use your dad, use your aunt, your uncle, your neighbors, your coworkers, your assistants to free up your time. It empowers you and it helps you to foster a stronger, more capable group dynamic because people are like, oh my gosh, she trusts me. She wants me to help her. I feel good about this. I absolutely believe that you can overcome time poverty if you are strategic about it. I definitely recommend that you invest in Micro School Masterminds. We're going to give you efficiency through our shared knowledge. You are going to have so many videos, templates, downloadable workbooks, live group coaching, live Q&As, our community asking questions. Just in the marketing piece alone, you guys, it's worth thousands of dollars. I'm going to tell you that because I spent thousands of dollars hiring people to help me to market my podcast and teach me how to to podcast myself, and we are giving it to you at literally not even a tenth of the cost, because there's nobody else in the world who's teaching you how to do this stuff. And I don't want you to go at it alone, because you won't make it alone. We're not going to make it alone. Please repeat after me. I'm not going to make it all by myself. We have to put down the badge of honor that we're so hardworking, that we got this. We need each other. God uses people. God sends people all the time to fulfill his mission. Look at it in the scriptures. You can find it everywhere. We help you solve your problems. There's accountability. There is so much emotional and moral support. And we love you guys. We want you to help combat the time poverty, because it's so crucial for you as a MicroSchool founder to recognize the long-term benefits of investing in your development and your network. And I know that it might seem counterintuitive to spend time to save time, but the right investments can lead to significant gains in your efficiency, your effectiveness, and your personal well-being, all of which are critical for your success as a MicroSchool. So head on over to www.teachersletyourlightshine.com/masterminds, and we'll see you on the other side. Your dreams are about to take flight. Now is the time to cast aside your fears, your hesitations. No more waiting in the shadows. No more doubts holding you back. No more doing this alone. Your dreams are taking flight, and MicroSchool Masterminds is here to fuel your journey. It's your time. Your destiny awaits. We are about to soar together into a future of limitless possibilities. You are a MicroSchool pioneer. It is with immense joy and excitement that I announce the grand opening of MicroSchool Masterminds that will not only help you to start your MicroSchool, but grow your existing MicroSchool by maximizing your time, optimizing your finances, and helping you master your marketing. To those brave souls already navigating the MicroSchool universe, you understand the deep passion and commitment required to provide this truly exceptional educational experience. But oh, the challenge that you may be facing, the stranded feeling of isolation and knowing that this is your first time becoming a CEO. There are so many things that you are learning and that you are wanting to employ, but you cannot do it alone. The endless juggle of the task at hand, becoming an administrator, but also teaching and also wanting to grow what you've already started. We are here together with your time, your marketing, your finances, your planning. Fear no more. MicroSchool Masterminds is helping to be your guiding light. For those already on this incredible journey, our membership is tailored to maximize your precious time. Imagine having a dedicated space to share your resources, to get the support you need, to collaborate with fellow educators and access expert guidance, advice, videos, and group coaching on marketing, finances, and your time. And for those of you who are hesitant, peering into the world of starting your MicroSchool or your homeschool hybrid program with trepidation, we understand your fears, the legalities, the marketing, the hiring, the space, where do you even begin? But breathe easy, because MicroSchool Masterminds provides the roadmap you've been searching for. Our membership offers step-by-step guidance on navigating the legal landscape, crafting effective marketing plans, and even assistance with hiring the perfect team to bring your vision to life. So whether you're a seasoned MicroSchool owner yearning for more efficiency, or a teacher with a dream and a spark of uncertainty, MicroSchool Masterminds is your beacon of hope. With us by your side, you'll not only survive, but thrive in the dynamic world of microschooling and starting your homeschool hybrid. Doors are open, friends. Let's embark on this journey together. MicroSchool Masterminds, www.teachersletyourlightshine.com/masterminds. We're waiting for you. It's time to let your light shine.